A picture may tell a thousand words, but are they all true? New research from the ANU has found that the information presented with a photo or image influences whether someone believes if it's true or false. Why do images affect our judgment, and how likely are you to believe a false claim over a true one just because of a picture? Pranav Harish has the details.
Our initial question was really sort of filling a theoretical gap in the literature. So, you know, from a communication and education perspective, we already had a pretty good sense of how photographs affect people's comprehension of information and their ability to grab people's attention. But what we knew much less about was how they actually affected people's decision-making in the moment. The way we looked at this question was basically just to run people through a series of experiments in our lab. We had them judge a series of trivia claims that appeared on the screen, and just some of those claims appeared with photographs. And we selected the photographs very specifically so they related to the ideas, but didn't provide any evidence.
What effect do photos have that cause people to believe in something, whether it's a news story or a claim or any form of information that's presented with a picture?
When you add a photograph, or actually any information that helps people to understand a claim that they encounter, this increase in understanding is often misattributed as a sense of credibility. So basically what we're finding is that variables that enhance people's ability to imagine a claim, understand a claim, listen to a claim, also lead them to believe that those claims are true.
Have you found that people who were part of this study are more likely to believe in a false claim when it's paired with a picture than they were to believe a claim that was true when it was also paired with a picture?
There's really no difference. So you show people a true claim, you show people a false claim, the photographs seem to have the same effect on people's decision-making. And I think one of the curious things here is that when we ask people at the end of the study, hey, by the way, do you think those photographs influence your judgments? People say no. And when you actually go have a look at their data, you do see a bias to believe when there's a photo. So people really have no idea about the way they've been influenced.
Have you also found that pictures are likely to influence a belief on a certain topic more than it is others?
This is actually something we're working on right now. What we know from the research we've done so far is that adding photographs or other kinds of what we're calling tangential evidence seems to have the largest effects when people have low prior knowledge. But even when people have high prior knowledge, so even when I can demonstrate that you actually do know the answer if I tested you in a variety of different ways, the photographs still bias people, which really suggests that people aren't applying knowledge even when they have it available to them.
Are you concerned that sometimes people move away from their general knowledge of a subject and think about something more subjectively in the context of this research rather than objectively?
I think that can happen, and I think what we're finding here is really that presentation variables really matter when people are assessing whether they believe something. What we find is that when people are trying to establish whether something is true, there are sort of two different routes you could take there. You could either take an analytical approach, or you could make an intuitive judgment based on whether the information feels familiar or it feels coherent or it feels plausible. The sort of main take-home message here is that people don't always have the cognitive resources available to go do that more thorough search.
How can we judge information on its merits rather than forming judgments on information that is based on pictures?
There seem to be some interesting individual difference variables that might help us understand some of the mechanisms here that might protect people from these biases. So some people are more likely to fall victim to some of the cognitive effects that I'm talking about than others. And we've also looked at whether warnings might help people make better decisions about information that they encounter. So we have some clues. We don't have the answers yet.
What do you think are some of the implications of your research?
Some of the key implications here are really beyond fake news. When you think about misinformation, we encounter that in a range of different contexts. You know, there are misconceptions in the classroom about health, about well-being. So the approach that we're taking with this work is really looking at how people come to believe things are true in the first place. Well, what are the ways we can protect people from making mistakes and enhance decision-making more generally?
Where will you be taking this research from here?
What we're looking at right now is really trying to understand whether there are certain ways, like you raised, you know, that we might be able to help protect people from falling victim to some of these effects.
Dr. Erin Newman from ANU's Research School of Psychology, ending that report by Pranav Harish.